is if we had a pig that we were fattening, after we washed the dishes, we put the dish water, not mm-hmm. the rinse water, but the dish water in this bucket. Then into there would go any peelings, potato peelings, anything like that, mm-hmm. and the pigs just loved it.
Well, no wonder.
But that would be if we were fattening a pig, uh-huh. you know.
The male cow is called a
bull.
You know any euphemisms for bull?
Well, once they've been fixed, they're called steers.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes in the old days on the farms, the farmers would get mad at the dialect researcher because he would be asking his wife, what's a male, you know, cow called? And, you know, oh, my wife can't say that. Get out of here, you know. Mm-hmm. But so you don't know any euphemisms for bull?
No.
How about a male sheep?
A ram.
You know any euphemisms for that?
No.
How about for a female sheep? What would you call a female sheep?
You.
Mm-hmm. And what does it mean to you when I say fowl? What is a fowl?
A fowl is some kind of a feathered chicken, or could be a eagle, any feathered animal.
Okay. Chickens lay
eggs.
And a male pig is called a
boar.
Mm-hmm. Any euphemisms for that?
No.
Sometimes people call them he pigs.
I never heard of that. Just call them a boar.
How about for a horse that you keep for breeding, a male horse, you call that a
stallion.
Okay. And the female is called a
mare.
And a unbroken horse is a
bronco.
Mm-hmm. Now, exactly what does bronco, can bronco mean? I mean,
well, it's the Spanish word, and it's for an unbroken horse.
Mm-hmm.
A bronco.
Okay. A male donkey is called a
jackass.
Any euphemisms for that?
Jack. Occasionally mm-hmm. they call them jacks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And for the female donkey?
Let's see. Jenny.
Okay. And what about a Mexican donkey?
Burro.
Is there a difference between a burro and a...
No, they just call them burros.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the Spanish word.
What's the word for a string of horses that they would use on a cow?
Remuda.
Mm-hmm. And cattle that's not getting enough to eat is called?
Not getting enough to eat. I can't think of that.
You know, like poor cattle? You ever heard that? Term?
No.
How about poor sheep? Sheep that aren't that good. Or cattle that aren't that good.
I don't know.
Okay.
All of our animals got pampered.
What do you call it when you don't want an animal to breed anymore? You do what to it?
Spay it in case it's a female, and neuter it for a male, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What about for the bulls?
They neutered them. They cut their off, and
yeah.
Then they were steers.
Uh-huh. What do you call a pig that has been castrated?
Let me think.
A male pig.
A shoat.
Okay. I'm not sure. I don't know if shoat is not a young pig.
Maybe it's just a young pig. I don't know.
Have you heard of the term barrow?
No.
How about for a sheep? What would the term be?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a weather sheep?
No.
How about for a horse?
Yeah, gelding.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And do you know any animal calls to, like, call your cow or...
Well, I've heard them on TV, but I don't know any.
When you were, you had animals on your...
Yeah, well, like my father would go, suey, suey, uh-huh. to call for the pig.
Uh-huh.
And,